Now, newly proposed legislation would get rid of Wisconsin's lower minimum wage for tipped workers. That wage currently stands at $2.33 an hour. The proposal from two Democratic lawmakers would bring tipped workers up to the state's minimum wage of $7.25. One of the authors of the bill joins us now to talk about the idea. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you currently in a work that counts on tips? What's that experience been like? Would raising that to at least the state's regular minimum wage make a difference for you? If you are, say, a restaurant owner, what do you think about the idea? Have you done something similar in your business anyway? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Francesca Hong is a Democrat representing the state's 76th Assembly District in Madison. Representative Hong, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Can you tell us a little more about the proposal that you and Senator Chris Larson of Milwaukee are putting forward here?
Yes, I am very grateful to Senator Larson for introducing this legislation with me. It would repeal the current subminimum wage of $2.33 an hour for tipped employees and raise that to $7.25 an hour, which is the current state minimum wage.
Can you talk about the impact that the lower minimum wage has on tipped workers?
You know, it really is. It's not a livable wage. And what happens is it puts the worker in a position where they are at a disadvantage and vulnerable to the whim of the customer as well as their employer in terms of feeling empowered at work and having financial stability, and takes away the opportunity to be eligible for benefits. And in some cases for women and people of color, puts them in situations where they experience harassment and during in times of like now during the pandemic, puts them in very vulnerable situations where they have to ask the customer to put a mask on times or help with the safety of their environment. And those types of interactions can impact their tip. And then so you're going home with less than minimum wage. And oftentimes employers are not held accountable for not meeting that minimum meeting at least the minimum wage of $7.25 that folks an hour that folks go home with.
And that's how it's supposed to work, right? The idea is if that employee didn't end up making effectively $7.25 an hour with the tips factored in, the employer is supposed to make that up. From what you've seen working in the restaurant industry, does it happen that way?
I mean, there are a lot of good faith employers and there's some bad actors. And I think what happens is, do employees have access to that information and are they educated in knowing that those are their rights? A lot of times it's kind of hard to keep track, especially when you have paychecks coming through and your tips aren't, you don't take them home at night. There's just a lot of room for I think disingenuous kind of reporting and it can lead to wage theft. And we heard that from Larissa at the press conference the other day where, you know, workers who don't know their rights, that is the case, you know, especially if you may be undocumented and you don't want to report that, there's just not a lot of accountability around it. And I think having a set $7.25 minimum wage for tipped workers as well would help in terms of gaining financial security for the employees, as well as just holding employers accountable.
For restaurant owners out there listening, maybe thinking this would be a good idea, but worried that you know it's going to be more cost for them, especially after a rough year with the pandemic. What would you say to them to sell them on this idea?
You know, as a restaurant owner myself, I have to say that we believe in empowering our workers, and we know that there can be some hesitancy around the financial cost around it. But there's also financial cost to high turnover, and we're in an industry that, you know, the labor market is tight right now, and we have to be competitive when it comes to acquiring labor and really look at holistically improving the conditions for our workers. We switched to a model where we offer offer all of our employees currently $15 an hour. We no longer have this division between the front of the house and back of the house. We've shared responsibilities because in the end goal is to provide a great experience for the customer, and everyone is working towards that same goal. So why not have a more stabilized, equal pay structure and really look at how we can make our industry as a whole more equitable? So I would say you're saving in terms of turnover costs, because training costs are involved when you constantly have employees who are working in unstable conditions, not being able to make ends meet. And also, I think it really does help morale, and it helps build, make our industry less of a part-time industry, and makes employees and workers more invested in the work that they're doing. When they feel empowered and when they feel like they are being compensated properly for the work they're doing.
We're talking to Democratic State Assembly Representative Francesca Hong about the idea of ending the separate lower minimum wage for tipped employees. Think restaurant workers and other workers who rely on tips. You can join in if you have a thought or experience to share at 800-642-1234. Representative Hong, I understand we would not be the first state to do this. Seven, I think, California and Alaska are a couple, our neighbors in Minnesota. Have you looked at those states to see how this change worked out?
Yes, it has improved working conditions for employees. What it has done is customers feel good about where they go to eat, that there is transparency from owners about how they treat their workers. I think right now, especially with the industry having been hard hit, there's compassion and empathy from customers right now to go back to restaurants, but they also want to know what type of restaurant they're going to and how they're treating their workers, and knowing that it's not just about that restaurants are working more collaboratively, restaurants are working to address equity issues. I think it's really going to make the dining experience for the customer better, and more importantly, the working conditions and the environment for the employees better.
This is going beyond your proposed legislation here. I've heard arguments that, hey, maybe why do we do tipping at all? Maybe we should get rid of that. Other countries don't rely so much on tips in their restaurants often. What do you think of the whole concept of tipping as our norm in the United States in restaurants?
Personally, I know that with the history of where tipping comes from, that it is kind of inherently built into a racist institution. That, if you look at the hospitality industry and the history of it and how service workers came to be, it's a very vulnerable industry with low entry barriers. Because it's attracted to more vulnerable workers, there's actually more opportunity for abusive workers. And I think with tipping, it puts the accountability on the customer as opposed to the employer. And we need more employers to be held accountable for creating good working conditions for their employees. And so I personally see tipping going away at some point. I know that it's something that we should be working towards more slowly, especially because, with how restaurants are structured now, it's difficult when you have people working, shorter hours, but making more, but it's still inequitable because you have, higher end places where check averages are higher and servers may be taking home more, working less, versus the folks where there's, a short lower check average and they do have to make up for some of those tips if it's not there for the servers at the end of the night. I think the restaurant industry, there were a lot of disparities that opened up with the pandemic, and we're going to be looking at some fundamental changes of how we look at it, of how we treat the workers and what front of the house and back of the house really means. But there's also a responsibility on the customer right now to understand that our food costs and costs of going out to eat have been artificially low for a very long time, because it's based on, if especially for restaurants that are committed to working with small farms using products locally as they should be. It's all connected to a food system that is somewhat broken in the country. So tipping in itself is connected to a lot. And then I hope that collectively, both as restaurant workers, restaurant employers, you know, customers, we all start thinking more holistically about how to strengthen the food systems, and you know, that restaurants play a big role in that, and so does tipping. So I think we're going to see more service charges going in. I think you're going to see some automation come in, and we're going to have to grapple with some really tough issues. But where our focus is on the worker.
And for that consumer, that makes you think people might worry, well, wait, if you're going to change how you pay people, am I going to have to pay more at a restaurant? What would you say to them?
Yeah, I think that that is probably what's going to happen, but it's important to put into the context that we've been paying artificially low for a very long time. And it's not just inflation that's coming to play here. We haven't moved the minimum wage in over 12 years. You know, that low wage workers in the food industry is what keeps, you know, the cost of what it is to go out to eat low. And we really have to think that a hospitality industry does want to center people at its core. So if we're wanting to be thinking holistically about going out to eat, you know, it was artificially low before the cost of it. So, you know, and when you go out to eat now, especially locally, your money is going back into the local economy, because restaurants pay that out to so many different industries. Restaurants are tied directly to many other suppliers in the local economy and really do act as the cornerstone for local economies.
What is the timeline now for introducing this legislation and trying to advance it in the Assembly?
Yeah, so it is currently in circulation, and once our co-sponsorship deadline is late next week, we're hoping that it will see committee, and then it will be on the speaker to assign it to a committee, and then hopefully we'll bring it to the floor.
And briefly, as we start to wrap up, while we've got you, are there other priorities you have for this year's legislative session?
We're looking now at certain statutes where I think we need to have a larger conversation about decriminalizing sex work. Our office is also focused on expanding affordable housing for folks in the state. And then climate justice. We know that this is an urgent matter, and across many offices in the state, legislation to make sure that there's clean water, as well as a focus on clean energy and green jobs, is what's really going to help us come out of this pandemic and build a stronger communication and economic infrastructure moving into the future here.
Representative Hong, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
We've been talking to State Assembly Representative Francesca Hong. She's a Democrat representing the state's 76th Assembly District in Madison. She joined us today to talk about a bill that she's proposing, along with State Senator Chris Larson of Milwaukee, that would eliminate the separate minimum wage, the lower minimum wage for tipped workers in the state, restaurants, and elsewhere. You can let us know what you think of that idea. Head over to Twitter. We are at Central Time WPR. Should the tipped minimum wage go away and just match the normal minimum wage? Again, tweet us at Central Time WPR.